It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Friday, April 7th, 2023. Well, I thought today that we would talk more about the regular ship schedule, since the past couple of days have been all about the MSC Katy, which is very exciting, but I know a lot of people like to hear the comings and goings of our usual complement of ships. So we have a pretty good schedule today, lots to talk about. Let's start out with our marine weather. We have weather systems coming and going over the next few days. As you might expect if you've lived here for a while, the weather just goes back and forth and every which way. During springtime in the Pacific Northwest, we've had everything, snow, rain, hail, at a time when we're sort of all really hoping the weather will improve. But this weekend, we're going to have some more weather. Weak high pressure today, so that may give us a break. Then additional frontal systems, those are storms, will arrive late tonight through Sunday. So we're going to have this weak high pressure holding through today, and then weather late Friday night moving in through Sunday, and there's a 100% chance of rain on Sunday. We had a gale warning last night and a small craft advisory. Those seem to be expired for now. They could come back into the picture over the weekend. And you can also expect sea heights, the heights of the waves, to increase in the ocean as our next round of weather systems arrive. And seas could reach 15 feet over the weekend. Now, that's usually not high enough unless there are other complicating factors in the weather to cause ship traffic to be interrupted. But it's all a matter of safety, and the pilots watch this very closely. And if there are mitigating circumstances, some weather effects are happening that make things dangerous, some ships might be asked to wait. But usually at about 15 feet, things, if all else is well, that means that ship traffic will proceed normally. Today's marine weather forecast, west winds, 10 to 15 knots, gusts to 20 in the afternoon. Wind waves from the southwest, 3 feet high at 4 seconds apart. West swells, 5 feet at 9 seconds. And we have a chance of rain in the morning today. And more rain as we go through the weekend. I'm sorry about that, but that is the way it is right now. And when we get to the end of our ship schedule, I'll talk about the star of the show this week on our ship schedule, the MSC Katy. A lot of people want to know when she's going to leave Portland. We'll talk about that toward the end of the ship schedule. But first, arriving early in the morning today, the JC Nature, a dry bulk carrier, a wheat ship, arriving from South Korea, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She probably got there by about 3:30 a.m. And she will sit there until she passes inspections. Other things may happen on board, paperwork that needs to be done before she can go to her berth, or it needs to be, could be done at the berth if she went there directly. But when ships do go to the anchorage, they have an opportunity to take care of some of this bureaucratic protocols and requirements that they need to do when they come into a foreign port, because these ships are, the vast majority of them are registered in other countries. And there are some complicated protocols they have to follow when they come into a U.S. port. So she'll be there in that anchorage until a berth opens up for her or she has completed all those requirements. Next is the Maritime Longevity. She also came into the Astoria anchorage around the same time as the JC Nature in the wee hours of the morning. Wheat is going to be her cargo upriver eventually when she gets to go up there and pick it up. The Koryo Bay is arriving from South Korea, headed for Portland. I believe she is coming in to pick up cement. She'll pass Astoria around 1 p.m. She'll be in Portland by about 7 p.m. And the Grand Ocean is arriving from Japan, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She's another wheat ship, so four of them on the inbound schedule today. She will come into Astoria's anchorage around 4:30 p.m. And the American Greca is arriving from China, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She should be there at about 7:30 p.m. and will head up to Kalama to pick up wheat in a day or so. The SM Long Beach is arriving from Seattle. She's a container ship headed for the port of Portland, and she will pass Astoria around 12:30 a.m. on Saturday and be in Portland by about 6:30 a.m. on Saturday. In her outbounders, we have the Emma Ollendorf. She's leaving Longview carrying soda ash, leaving around 12:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 4 p.m. The Gorgoy Picus is leaving Vancouver, what a great name, carrying wheat. She's leaving around 3 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 9 p.m. The Glovis Cardinal is leaving Portland. She has brand new Hyundais on board, so she is a car carrier, leaving around 3 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 9 p.m. Now, those car carriers are the very high-sided, blocky-looking ones. They're pretty odd-looking, but they actually are quite modern and very well built and very seaworthy. They do lean a bit in the wind because they have all that windage. It's like a floating barn, but they're very, very well designed. They have a lot of ballast and they function very well at sea. The Han Yang is leaving Vancouver. Wind energy equipment, I think, is what she brought in to deliver, leaving around 8:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 1:30 a.m. on Saturday, so she could have ballast water on board. When ships leave port with no cargo on board because they came in to deliver and they don't have anything to take back with them, which is often the case, they will load ballast water in special tanks at the very bottom of the ship to create the weight that cargo would have given them and help them remain stable at sea. And in our Astoria anchorages, we have two ships, the Galeo headed for Calama about 10 a.m. She'll be in Calama by about 3 p.m. She's going there to pick up wheat. And the W Smash is awaiting orders in the Astoria anchorage. And now, little drum roll, the star of the show this week in terms of our ship schedule is the MSC Katy. She came up river on Wednesday to the Port of Portland, delivering containers. She is the biggest container ship ever to transit the Columbia. And she's currently at the Port of Portland. But container ships have a really fast turnaround time on the river. Usually 24 to 48 hours, they are out of there. They come in, they go up to those big container cranes, they unload what they need to unload, which is often not all of what they have on board. Ships like this will sometimes go from one port to another, unloading part of their cargo. And that seems to be what's happening here. And then once she is done with that, she will leave that berth and head downriver and out to sea. So when will that happen? She's on the schedule right now to leave the Port of Portland by about 7 a.m. on Saturday morning. If she does that, she will pass Astoria probably in the early afternoon, 1 p.m. or so on Saturday. I'm not sure if that's exactly what's going to happen in terms of her departure time, because many things can affect when a ship leaves port, and sometimes they just don't leave at the time that they were originally planning to do so. So I will keep you posted on Facebook about when she actually leaves, because I know that a lot of people want to see her who may have missed her when she was inbound and may be able to see her on Saturday because maybe they're off work that day. And I just want to thank everyone who has sent in pictures and videos of the MSC Katy. It's really fun to see your photos and hear your stories about some folks had some really interesting things to say about their photos. And I appreciate hearing from everyone. It's really a great thing, and seeing where you are at on the river and what you are seeing. So thanks so much for that. You've been listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend despite the weather.